Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. Pope Benedict is in Austria right now, arriving in the country this morning for his seventh apostolic voyage. Veronica Scaresbrick is there.
It poured with rain and there were plenty of white umbrellas around when the notes of Austria's national anthem greeted Pope Benedict XVI, shortly after he touched down at Vienna's International Airport. An anthem, the Austrian one, to a tune of one of the Pope's favorite composers, Mozart. This arrival marked a little bit of a return home as Joseph Ratzinger grew up within walking distance from Austria. And point of fact, he used those very words himself, saying, "I feel at home in your midst." And his first words were dedicated to outlining the high points of his pastoral pilgrimage to Austria. Naturally, having first thanked his host, President Fischer, who, by the way, invited his guest to consider Austria from now on as his second nation. He specified that this was the first time he was setting foot in Austria as Roman pontiff. Maria Zell, he said, does not only represent past centuries of history of the faith, but also looks ahead to the future, as reflected in the statue of the Blessed Mother housed there, which points to the Christ child. Journeying as pilgrims, young people, he said, in particular, have found a new way to reflect and meditate. However, pilgrimage, he said, means more than just journeying to a shrine. And it's in this spirit that I will soon lead the people in prayer in the centre of Vienna, referring to Vienna's Am Hof Square, where crowds had already gathered, watching the arrival on screens. The crowds in the square when the Pope arrived were drenched, among them young people from the Emmanuel community who greeted him in song, as young people do. And the Pope thanked everyone for waiting for him for hours under the rain.
Lasset uns beten. Allmächtiger Gott, wir preisen dich.
With Pope Benedict in Vienna, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.